Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Megillah Daf Lamed Hey. We are starting Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the bottom line. And today's office sponsor Leo Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos Shad Haven Aliyah. So we're discussing a pretty major question. How do we know that when we read from a Torah, we have to make a bracha afterwards? Regarding the bracha before, we have a source in a pasuk. But what about afterwards? And same thing, what about regarding food? We know that we have to make a bracha after eating food, but how do we know there's space to make a bracha beforehand? So we gave one answer. And as the Gemara says, Akedan Kirabi Kiva, this answer that we had just given to the Gemara was according to Rabbi Kiva. Kirabi Shmal, what about according to Rabbi Shmal? Meaning, how does he answer this question? Salam and Hamad Alpha on top. Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Shmal, Kalvachomer, it's a Kalvachomer. My Mazon Shain Ton Bracha Lafon of Ton La'achrov, just like food. We don't have a source that requires a bracha beforehand, but it does require bracha afterwards. Well, Tyra, Shituna Bracha Faneha, Tyra that does require bracha beforehand, as we said, we have a pasuk for that. Ain Din Shetayetun Bracha Lachra, shouldn't we say for sure that it requires bracha afterwards? So Akadain Tyra, that's good for Tyra. Mazon, what about food? And so it's the other way around. Ma'im Tyra, Shainatuna Bracha Lachreha, Tyra that doesn't have a source for it, that it requires bracha afterwards, but it does require bracha beforehand. Mazon sheutan lachrav, food that it does require bracha afterwards. Eino din sheutan lefanav, shouldn't we say for sure that it requires a bracha before it? So that's another limud. Now Rav Yitzchak Nasan, they argue and they bring their own sources as well. Rav Yitzchak Amar, he says the pasuk tells us ki hu yivar chazavach achrei kein yoch lakruim, for he will bless the karban and afterwards those who were called to this gathering. This is referring to when Shmuel Navi was anointing Shaul HaMelech. Afterwards, everyone's able to eat. So we see from here a bracha before food. Now Rav Nasan Amar, he says the pasuk tells us. When is it called your bread? Before he ate it. Because after a person eats, it's not considered bread anymore. He already ate it. So the pasuk is calling it bread. And the drasha is, as in, you shall bless your bread. That means make a bracha before you eat. Rabbi Amir, he says differently. Just like at a time where a person eats and he's satisfied, we say that you have to make a bracha. That's benching after eating, as the pasuk tells us. Well, when a person wants to eat, shouldn't we say for sure that he has to make a bracha on the food? Now, Akedain Mazon, this is all good for food. Tyra, what about Tyra? And the answer is, my Mazon Shein El Chai Shah. We say that just like with food, it's only Chai Shah. It's something that's temporary. You need it for now, still. Tone Bracha Lefan Vlachrav requires a bracha before and afterwards. Tyra Shei Chai Ade Ad. Tyra, which is Chaim forever and ever. Like Kol Shekain, shouldn't we say for sure that you make a bracha before and afterwards? So that's another Joshua, how we know to make a bracha before and afterwards on Tyra. Now, continue to discuss this. Rib Zahir Bai, he asks as follows. Elin Shlesha Kriyas, these three people that are called to the Torah on Monday and Thursday, Mat Avalon, how do you treat them? Like three people who ate together, or like three people who ate separately? In other words, since we've been seeing the whole time that the brachas on the Torah are compared to the brachas on food, so what about the three people that are getting aliyahs on Monday and Thursday? Are they considered like three people that ate together, or like three people that ate separately? What's a practical difference? In Tavdina Kishlesh Shachul Ka'achas, if you treat them like three people who ate together, so a Rishon Mivarach Bracha Rishon, V'Acher Mivarach Bracha Achron, V'Emtzayin Mivarach Kol Eker. The first I love the Torah, he makes the first bracha. The last one makes the last bracha, and then the middle one doesn't have to make any bracha at all because they're able to be mitzi everybody else. Just like when three people that ate together, that's like a bracha of zimun. Whereas in tavdina kishloish shachlu zebifnei atzmai v'zebifnei atzmai, if you want to treat them like three people who each ate separately, well then afilu emtzai mevarch lefanei alachreya, even the middle person would have to make a bracha before and afterwards. So Shmuel Avodma lamdu, one of the girsais is we actually use the word loy, that loy lamdu brachsa Torah brachsa mazon el lerabim. The only thing they were learning brachsa Torah from brachsa mazon in regards to has to do with the rabbim, namely brichas hazimon, not mazon. And the problem is, if you're going to say that it's a full comparison, imla rabbim, if it's just in regards to reading in public, like a zimon, so it's the same thing with reading Torah in public, so then afilo ben levein atzmai in avarech, that would mean that somebody who learns Torah by himself shouldn't have to make a bracha. So Rav Abba Mari, Achad Rabbi Yosa, he answers that no, in this situation, a person who's learning Torah by himself, it would just be like all other mitzvahs in the Torah, the mashar kol mitzvahs tu'un is bracha, just like all other mitzvahs require bracha beforehand, avzu tu'un bracha, this would also require bracha. Now Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, he says, the Rabbi Yonason have a avar kumi sidra, Rabbi Yonason was passing by the Beis Knesses, Shama Kalin Kari V'loim Mevarchin, he heard the sound of the middle oilim reading, and they didn't make a bracha, Amarlani told them, an masa etem oisim satara krachas krachas, until when are you going to make the Torah into bald spots, that's what krachas are, it's like patches and bald spots, meaning everyone who gets an aliyah has to make a bracha. Now the Laman Hayom Beis on top continues to discuss reading from the Torah, Moshe is Knesset Shal Shiyu Karim B'tarab Shabbos V'yom Tav Brasha Chadash Muchel Shamayid. Moshe was Masakin. The Yidden should read from the Torah on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vaydaber Moshe Me'ad Hashem B'nei Yisrael." Moshe said over the Me'ad of Hashem to B'nei Yisrael, and this is really repetitive because we know Moshe told over the Yom Tovim to the Yidden, so this must be telling us that on Yom Tov and special days, we're supposed to be reading about the Yom Tov and special days. Next, he discusses Ezra, which is referring to Ezra HaSeifer. His Kol Yisrael, he was metakin for the Yidden. Shiukarim B'tarab B'shenim B'chamishu B'Shabbos Mincha, that they should read from the Torah Monday and Thursday and Shabbos. Shabbos Mincha time. Also, who has can feel a balakarion? He was metakein that a person who's a balakari has to go to the mikvah. Minatayra, a person who's a balakari would have to go to the mikvah for truma and kachim, and he was metakein that even for Torah purposes, meaning for learning Torah, a balakari has to go to the mikvah. Also, who has can shu bati dinim yashim bayars b'shein b'chamishi, who's metakein that bati dinim should sit and judge cases in the cities on Monday and Thursday. It used to be that every single day they would sit and judge, but it wasn't in every city. Therefore, it was metakein that they have to sit on Monday and Thursday in all the cities, so people knew that any city they walked into, they'd be able to find the best in there. Also, who has can shu reichlin chazim bayaris, he was metakein that reichlin, which is basically perfume sellers, that they're allowed to walk around cities selling their perfumes. Maybe they kvaidim shem b'nei Yisrael, because of the kavod of b'nei Yisrael, they're the shewomen, they should always be beautiful for their husbands, so they should have this perfume and cosmetics always available to them, and the people of the cities are not allowed to stop these reichlin, these peddlers, from going around. Also, who has can shu mechapsin b'chamishi, he's been talking that people should launder the clothing on Thursday, b'nei kvaid Shabbos, because of Shabbos, so they should have clean clothing. Also, who has can shu eifin pas b'arav Shabbos, shite prusa mitzula ani, who's metakein that they should bake enough bread on Arab Shabbos for the entire week, so that there's always bread available for an ani who comes knocking on the door. Also, who has can shu eichon shum b'lel Shabbos, he's metakein that one should eat garlic on Friday night, shu machnes ava, it brings love into a person, which means that heats up his body, umaitzi tava, and it brings out taiva, it's good for the zera, and further enables marital relations Friday night. And also, who has can shu anashim medaber zum zu besakise, who's metakein that women should speak to each other when they go to the bathroom. This refers to the public bathrooms that they had. He didn't want there to be an issue of yichud, so if women were inside, they would talk to each other so a man wouldn't go. Also, iskin shtei isha chagers besinar ben mfunel ben malachreel, he's metakin that woman should wear a sinar, which is basically like small shorts or pants underneath her main garment. That's both to cover front and back. And why is that? So Rav Tachan Bar Chi explains, b'nei maisa she'ira, because of something that happened. Maisa b'isha, there's a story with a woman, shaba ala kaif, that a kaif, which is translated over here as an ape, it was bile her, mikadarka visha lekadarka, from the front and the back, because she wasn't covered properly. So that's why he's metakin that all women should wear this undergarment of sorts. Also, who iskin shtei isha chafefes v'serekes kodem l'tarasa shleish yamim, he was metakin that a woman, when she has to go to the mikvah, that's kodem l'tarasa, before she goes to the mikvah, that she's able to, or she should, do chafifa, which is scrub, that means basically clean herself, and be sirek, meaning comb her hair 3 days before tevila. We know that a woman's tameh, so before she goes to the mikvah, she has to scrub her body to make sure there's no chatzitzas, and she also has to comb her hair, making sure there's no knots, and this should be done 3 days before the tevila. Now really, l'chatchil, she does it the day before the tevila, meaning she's being tevil that night, so before the nighttime, she's supposed to do what we call nowadays the chafifa. That's because if she already waits till nighttime, we're afraid that she's not going to do it properly because she's in a hurry. She just wants to go to the mikvah and come back home to be with her husband. Therefore, she does it during the day. She's not pressured because anyway, she's not able to go to the mikvah yet and she has time to do this properly. So he was matakan that she could do it even 3 days before. So Rabbi Yosef says, b'shem de beis Rabbi Yanai, and Rabbi Bar Kain says, b'shem Rav Chuna. Why is that? K'dei l'shabbos shnei yom tam shagalias. The reason for this 3 days is to count for Shabbos and 2 days of Yom Tif of Chutz La'aretz. If we have Shabbos and then 2 days of Yom Tif, so it's a total of 3 days. So she's going to be going to the mikvah Matzah Yom Tif or Matzah Shabbos if Yom Tif is 2 days before Shabbos, and she can't do this chafifa. She can't scrub her hair and take out the knots on Shabbos for Yom Tif, so she could do it 3 days before the tefillah. Now Rabbi Zaira says b'shem Yehuda that no, it's not 3 days. Vushi giyaz zman alitvo b'intayim. It's only if her time to do the tefillah comes out in between, meaning only if it's 2 days, then she's allowed to do it. But if it's a full 3 days, then she has to wait till Matzah Shabbos for Matzah Yom Tif, whatever comes out at the end of those 3 days, and she would have to do the chafifa at night. And Rabbi Zaira says b'shem Rabbi Yehuda that no, v'afili giyaz zman alitvo b'soif. Even if her time to be tevil comes out at the end, meaning at the end of those 3 days, she could do the chafifa. She could scrub and take out those knots from her hair 3 days beforehand. Now, however, Rabbi Zaira Mistakelbe, Rabbi Zaira was looking at him like, "What are you saying?" So Amalei, he told Rabbi Zaira, "Mat Mistakelbe, why are you looking at me?" And then he quoted a pasuk, "Mayadat v'loy neda tavin v'loy imanuhu." What do you know that we don't know, and what do you understand that's not with us? Meaning, what knowledge do you have more than we have? And also, Rabbi Acher, Acher came b'shem Ratanchem Rabbi Chiyah Amar Taiman. He gave a reason that v'afilu giyazman alitvo b'soif, that even if her time to go to the mikvah is at the end of 3 days, she's still allowed to do the chafifa 3 days prior. Why is that? Because Ani Amar say shem mayana rachayk, maybe her mayan, which means maybe the place where she's going to the mikvah is very far away from her house, v'imasat seles, and she's going to be lazy, which means she's going to be in a rush. She just wants to get to the mikvah, ve'ena tahira, and she's not going to end up being tahar, because if you're telling me that she has to wait till matzeh 3 days of Yom Tif or Shabbos in order to be able to do the chafifa, so she's going to be in a rush, she's going to be in a hurry, she's not going to do it properly because she has to go really far away to this mayan, to her mikvah, and if she doesn't do it properly, that means it's not considered like going to the mikvah properly, and she's not going to be tahar, which is obviously a big problem. Therefore, she's allowed to do the chafifa even 3 days prior. We're going to stop for the day and pick tomorrow with the halacha bays. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.